This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A top-ranking aide to North Korea's leader will meet again Thursday with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as they try to pave the way for a nuclear summit. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Kim Yong-chol, a former military intelligence chief and close aide to Kim Jong-un, has a day full of meetings planned with U.S. diplomats on whether they can salvage the prospects for a high-stakes nuclear summit. Kim and Secretary Pompeo held a meeting over dinner last night in New York, while other discussions were taking place at the Korean Demilitarized Zone and in Singapore, where the summit would likely be held. President Trump says there's a great team working on the summit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Italians are awaiting a decision from right-wing leader Matteo Salvini on whether to join a last-ditch attempt to form a government and avoid snap elections. Salvini, the head of the League, has said he would seriously consider an offer on Wednesday by five-star leader Luigi Di Maio to resurrect their bid to govern together. Rome resident Teresa Gallo.
Ho perso la pazienza. Non ne posso più. Non se ne può più. Devo dire la verità.
She said that she has lost her patience and that the truth of the matter is that she has had enough. International analysts said the snap election in Italy could become a vote as to whether Italians want to stay in the Eurozone. The International Red Cross announced Wednesday it is sending surgical teams and other medical specialists. Israeli forces have killed at least 115 Palestinians since the end of March, drawing criticism for the use of force. Israel has blamed the militant group Hamas for the violence and says it has acted to protect the border. This is VOA News. American and European trade chiefs are meeting hours before the U.S. is expected to impose tariffs on European steel and aluminum that could unleash a trade war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has told France's Le Figaro newspaper that a decision on tariffs would likely come after markets close. The administration's decision is likely to be to impose tariffs on European steel and aluminium imports after failing to win concessions from the European Union, though there's a slim hope that the two sides could reach a last-minute agreement. In the newspaper interview, Ross says the Americans are still open to discussion and the EU would be to blame for any trade war if it imposes retaliatory tariffs as expected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
VOA's Jeff Custer has China's response to statements made by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on the South China Sea.
China called U.S. assertions that it was militarizing the South China Sea ridiculous. Chinese Defense Ministry spokesman Ren Guajing said the United States had recently been turning a blind eye to the facts and hyping up the militarization of the South China Sea. Ren said no country has the right to make irresponsible remarks about what he called China's building of necessary defense facilities on its own territory. Mattis is expected to have strong words for China at a Shangri-La dialogue conference in Singapore beginning Friday. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Eyewitnesses in the Nicaraguan capital of Managua say that protesters have been killed in a rally. Reuters news agency's Ryan Brooks has more.
Deadly clashes hit the streets of Nicaragua's capital on Wednesday. Eyewitnesses said dozens were injured and that some people were killed after live rounds were fired on the crowd. It wasn't immediately clear who shot at what was a protest march in Managua, itself a rally against deaths and other recent clashes. The casualties would add to numbers from Amnesty International revealed earlier this week. They tally at least 81 people killed and more than 800 wounded since April 18th.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports that the new deaths haven't been confirmed. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman is visiting Moscow for talks focusing on Syria. The Syrian government's plans to recapture rebel-held parts of the region have raised Israeli concerns that its backers, Iran and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, could take up positions along the frontier. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned his government would not allow Iran to maintain a military presence anywhere inside Syria. Ukrainian security services said they have detained a man suspected of organizing an alleged unsuccessful murder attempt of Russian journalist Arkady Babchenko. Babchenko is a 41-year-old critic of President Vladimir Putin and of Russia's policy in Ukraine and Syria. Authorities had said he was shot dead on Tuesday. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1. All the